Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding. Yes, I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning to lean. Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asked of is a child like trust, and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm learning to
read. Every day I'm
learning to
read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning to
lean.
Learning to
lean. Oh, you know I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm finding more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. For our prayer call this morning, of course, we want to remember one of our great gospel preachers that has passed away, Joseph Ingram. He preached closer to Florida, even though it was in Georgia, closer to Florida. And the funeral arrangements and everything has already been made. They're going to have one service at the Wood Forest Church of Christ in Florida and then in Georgia. And then they're going to move him over to Alabama. And so Joseph Ingram, if you know him or if you know the family, they need your prayers and they need your support, young man, gospel. Thankful to have each one of you on our program today. This morning I want to talk to you briefly about this idea of being patient with yourself. God is still working on each one of us, and we need to take care of ourselves. It's a fact that we spend a lot of time caring for others, looking out for others, putting our whole life on hold for others. But there comes a time when you need to look at yourself. In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, he said, you shall find it. But what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I have seen, like, it's almost like a phobic of some sort, people who just spend their entire lives caring for others and their health and their lifestyle. Things have just been put on hold. And then they pass away with not having anything done for themselves. Now, I'm not talking about being selfish. I'm saying being patient with yourself. This comes into place if you got some kind of illness or sickness or something of that sort. I noticed you get tired of taking your medicine and you get tired of doing this and you get tired of doing that, but you need to, some kind of way, be patient with yourself. Another thing is that depending on the kind of medication that you're taking, it causes you to be irritable. It causes you to snap at people. It causes you to not show the proper respect for your family members. And so you have to some kind of way figure that out and then be patient. He said, but I keep under my body and I bring it under subjection by any means. When I have preached to others, I myself might be a castaway. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 16, take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing so, you shall both save thyself and them that hear thee. Be concerned about others, but start to take care of yourself. Sometimes we hear the expression, he's not himself today, or she's back to her old self again. Sometimes you hear your mother say, or somebody else say, just look at yourself. And they're trying to get you to turn your life inward some kind of way. This is just one thing that goes on in our life. What does the Bible say about self? In Matthew 16, verse 24, then Jesus said to the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and he says, and follow me. One of the best advice that we have, Testament, is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 5, when he says, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. prove your own self. You are, you need to check on yourself every once in a while. Nothing wrong with serving others. Nothing wrong with trying to help other people out. But sometimes we try to help people out in this area, that area, and we worse off in that same area ourselves. In Acts chapter 2 and verse number 40, he says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. See that others are saved and be concerned that others are lost. But he says, make sure that you are among of the saved. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 12, he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, which does not mean that you decide how you want to be saved, because that's already been figured out in the Bible. But he says, take heed to your own salvation. James recognized in James chapter 1, verse 27, he says, pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father is this. Visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. One of the greatest admirations he gives us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, when he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Must live for self, but not for self only. Must not be selfish in our living. Back in Luke chapter 12, verse number 15 through 5, Jim Ruler, he had a self problem, had a real bad self problem. Peter had problems with himself in Matthew chapter 26 and the verse number 69. But there are times when you need to pay attention to yourself. Self is very important. In Joshua 24 and verse number 15, he says, choose you this day, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It is a choice. Self comes about as a result of some kind of a control. We have to learn how to control ourselves, control our eating, control our temper, control our daily functioning with others. Sometimes we say you're just flying off the handle. You're just not patient. Sometimes you need to be patient. And I know some patient people, and that's a virtue that don't seem to be something that we're born with. It doesn't seem to be in our DNA, having self-control and to be patient. It's not something that we all have. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16 to 17, thus said the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. We will not hearken unto your word. Oh, that's a sad situation to put oneself in. Let's look at Christ in John 5 and verse number 30. He said, I come of my own self, do nothing. Of my own self, I can do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father that has sent me. When those days in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was being tempted of the devil, Peter said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 23, For I am in strait between the two. Sometimes we find ourselves in that particular situation where we cannot make various decisions for ourselves. But in Galatians 5, verse 16-17, he said, walk in the Spirit, will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these two are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do that you would. And then, when you look in Luke 15, verse number 17, he says, and he's talking about the prodigal son, and the Bible says there, when he came to himself, it seemed like that this patient and coming to ourselves is a process. so many young people, so many young adults, and so many older people as well, go through life just skipping along and really not doing what they can do. And then for some reason or another, later in life, I've known some people in their 80s and 90s, later in life, come to themselves, they decide to go back to school. They decide to take a trade. They decide to make some other kinds of financial decisions. They decide to make some other kind of family decision real late in life when they finally come to themselves. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5, he said, add to your virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to the knowledge temperance, and to your temperance, he says, add patience. We must some kind of way have more patience with ourselves. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18, he said, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Young people need to have more patience, not with violence, not selling with guns, not selling with knives, not everything turns out to be a fight. And I found out that people who carry guns sort of carry just a little bit more encouragement than the person who does not have one. The person who carries a gun and he walks into a situation, he pretty much that the gun is going to control that, or that's going to get him out of it, or something of that sort. If he didn't have a gun, he would probably have a little different attitude. Young people need self-control. Older people need self-control. How to choose the right person in marriage, how to choose the right vocation in life. And so my encouragement this morning would be to be patient with yourself. He says, when we talk about salvation, how can we turn down Christ when we know the record of sin, when we know the results of sin, and when we know the remedy for sin? Yes, friends, the Bible gives us a lot of passages on self-control, and it will help us as we go through life. Father, we ask a special blessing upon Brother Ingram's family, great gospel preacher, who passed away, and his funeral is coming up real shortly, from Alabama, from Florida. Be with those on this program who are sick, who take care of the sick, who's making decisions about their health. Let this year be one when they go to the doctor, when they do what the doctor says, and when they handle their health. Be patient with yourself as we go through life. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and I hope you have a super-duper week.